This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Even though the weather was pretty crummy in a large part of the country over the weekend, people did not necessarily flock to the movies. X-Men Apocalypse made $65 million, an average of $15,735 per screen. And it cost $178 million to make, all right? So it's made about a third of its money back in the first weekend, so it'll do okay. Alice Through the Looking Glass, on the other hand, cost $170 million, which almost as much, and made just about $27 million. So it's got many more problems than, it made less than half per screen. And it was in 3D, So it's going to have a bit more. It underperformed. X-Men did about what they expected. So, Angry Birds was third. Angry Birds has made has essentially made back its nut. It cost about $73 million and made back $66 so far. But the big hit, of course, so far, is Captain America: Civil War, that cost $250 million. Think about that, $250 million to put a movie together. But it's made almost $375 million, so it's profitable at this moment. Jungle Book, though, is a huge success. It cost $175 million, and it's made $340 million. So Disney's doing very well this year. Let's see. Zootopia made... I think Disney just passed the $4 billion mark. So if you didn't buy Disney stock before, it's probably a little high right now. But Through the Looking Glass didn't do very well. As I said, when I reviewed it, it's pretty to look at if you like that kind of hyper kind of stuff. I thought Zootopia was great. I thought Jungle Book is one of my favorite movies, maybe of all time. And I like Captain America, but Through the Looking Glass didn't do it for me very much. Alrighty, so I do have some news that I do want to pass along, just because it was sort of alarming. And Jacob found it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown, incidentally, 855-993-7569. Giving me a call is a great idea. But there's a new study out. There have actually been two studies out in the last couple of months that suggest, and we have to tell Manny about this, be really careful about Benadryl. Okay? It's an anticholinergic. Use it because you don't want to for allergies, but also people, it makes you drowsy. So they've actually taken the active ingredient and put it in some of the sleep medication. Diphenhydramine, which is found also in Tylenol PM, Advil PM, Somanex, and ZzzQuil. So they also use doxylamine, which is found in Unisom. They're all anticholinergics. And basically, basically is the right word here. If you use them as directed, which is you're not supposed to use them for more than a couple weeks at a time, you're not supposed to use them as a daily medication, but they seem to predispose to dementia, which isn't terribly surprising if you've ever taken it. It does. It makes me very sleepy, and it also makes me a little goofy. And I take it like once in a blue moon. They're basically saying that talk to your doctor about it, that the various anticholinergics are rated between 1 and 3, and 1 is the least damaging or dangerous, and 3 is the most. But it's something, a lot of medications, I'm not sure you want to use anything any day except maybe toothpaste. right? And then you spit that out. So do be really careful about it. And if you're using it every day, do talk to your doctor about it. Because, as I said, the two studies that are out recently are really alarming. And they both say essentially the same thing. Now, they're not saying cause and effect yet. They just don't have the information. And the FDA is going to be in serious trouble because they've okayed the ingredients. But they are saying that people who use it on an ongoing basis seem to be more prone. And they gave them tests to test their memory and recall and things of that sort. And they're self-reported. So it's not rigorous science and research, but it is suggestive and somewhat scary because it's a very common drug and it's a very effective drug for what it is. I had an allergic reaction and I could only take it. Now, there are other drugs that use other kinds of things, but all of them, and to be quite honest, the ones that you're supposed to take once every 24 hours, I worry about somewhat more than the ones that you take every 6 or 8 hours because the half-life seems to me to be part of an issue. I mean, Claritin, you take once every 24 hours. So, at any rate, look, the point is, which we reiterate constantly, is there's no such thing as a drug without a side effect. There is not. So, know what you're taking, know what the side effects are, and talk with your doctor about it. And these are all over-the-counter drugs. These are not prescription medications at all. So just be aware, and be aware that almost everything reacts with alcohol. And drugs react with one another. So if you're taking more than one drug, make sure that somebody who's knowledgeable, which means your primary physician, a pharmacologist, I suppose even your druggist, somebody needs to know everything that you're on, and you need to keep a list of it, because there are things that potentiate one another, that you can get much more of an effect or offset the effects. Understand, there's no such thing. I mean, you can even say water. You know, you can overdose on water. You really can. You can dilute the electrolytes in your body enough that you can get yourself in trouble. So there's no such thing as things without side effects. It's just moderation. But do check with your doctor even about the over-the-counter stuff and even about the holistic stuff, the stuff you buy in health food stores. Just be careful, okay? Because some of it, I mean, they're really miraculous things that drugs can do, but they're also unmiraculous things they can do, and you need to be aware. You need to be an informed consumer. Speaking of which, this is a sign of the times. We should tell Andreas about this, who called last week, who was very much in favor of legalizing marijuana. And I said, well, he's a little bit behind the curve on this one, but couldn't disagree with him. He lives in the Virgin Islands, and saying that the per capita homicide rate, he said it was second. It turns out it's third. He called back to correct it. Thank goodness. Try to go for number one. Because there's so much drug usage down there. And today the report is that the House endorsed a proposal which would allow VA doctors to discuss the use of medical marijuana with patients. It was previously an amendment to an annual spending bill for the VA, which we know has gotten in trouble, and military construction projects without success. It passed on a 233-189 vote. Well, that's pretty close. I wonder why people would vote no.
Right.
Doesn't say. Currently, 24 states, along with the District of Columbia, have passed laws allowing access to medical marijuana to treat conditions including anxiety and traumatic brain injury. I didn't realize it was that many. I guess 14 of those states authorize doctors to recommend medical marijuana to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. It's the right thing to do for our veterans to be able to treat them equitably, to enable them to have access to the doctor who knows them best, giving them better treatment and saving them money. So there, pretty good idea. I actually watched a movie over the weekend that I believe was on HBO. It's a Point of View series, which I think are wonderful, called Men in War. And I wanted to watch it over Memorial Day for the obvious reasons. And for those of you who think that men are all warlike, you should watch it. It is heartbreaking. It's these guys who have gone to war, and the return home isn't what they expected to be. And this was not like we talked about my father's Vietnam, of guys feeling that they were going to be spat upon. In theory, this is a more popular, but it's heartbreaking. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Woo, Jacob, that sounds just like you. Has anyone ever told you that? All right, lay on a program director question for me.
All right.
So they might be short, so I have a couple just in case.
Okay.
This first one is from Debbie, and she wants to know, how does Donald Trump fit or not fit into the DSMV criteria for narcissism?
Oh, thanks, Deb. That's going to help a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Well, all right. Wow, you're getting me in such trouble. All right. First of all, the term narcissism has become kind of the new buzzword, the narcissism. All right, let me see. I'm just going to pull it up for you so that the DSM can actually tell you rather than me, because I don't want to get. Basically, narcissism is an inability to see other people's point of view. It's delusions of grandeur. Let's see if I can find this. I'll just read it to you. And I mean, it is somewhat of an issue. On the other hand, a lot of, you know, I'll tell you when I got asked this question first of all, which got me in almost as much trouble, which was for Dr. Phil. And I said, look, almost anybody who is in a position of giving advice, she said, batting her baby blue eyes, has to feel that they sort of know what they're doing, and that doesn't necessarily make them narcissistic or arrogant, but other people might perceive it as that. Let's see. This was just a book, so this isn't the one that we want. Let's see if I can find it for you. There's a book, Narcissism Decoded, Narcissistic Personality Disorder, Antisocial Personality Disorder, Beyond Competence, Codependency, Who's Pulling Your Strings, Are You a Narcissist? Well, this doesn't really helpful. It just says what's in the book. So let me see if I can find the actual definition, three signs of a narcissist. This will help you from abuse. Let's see if... I'm just trying to find narcissists work behind the scenes and never in the open. They emotionally threaten and scare you into doing what they want. They use fear, guilt, and shame to weaken you and force you under their control. Do you know someone who makes you feel like this? If you know, that awful feeling doesn't go away after the abuse. It cripples you for the rest of your life. Well, that's not really very helpful. All right. Let's see if they... three most important signs of a narcissist. Come on, let's... a narcissist doesn't care about you, only cares about themselves and deliberately makes you feel bad about yourself. Narcissists cannot tolerate others feeling good. They only feel good when you feel bad. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. I would agree that a narcissist is focused on themselves. You have to remember that the term came from the god Narcissus, who was so in love with himself that he saw his own reflection in the water and leaned over to kiss himself and drowned. So the idea is a preoccupation with self, and certainly tend to be somewhat inflated notion of themselves, which means that they have a lesser notion of everybody else. This says that it always make you feel about your badly about yourself. See that it just. Why did they do that is the most likely question you'll be asking yourself on a regular basis around the narcissist. Their reasons for doing things are very complicated, but their most motivations are very simple. They control you by making you believe something that isn't true. They project illusions of themselves to control your perceptions of them. So the idea being that narcissists tend not to be able to empathize very much. They focus specifically on themselves. They have an inflated notion of themselves. They view everything about them as perfect and tend to maintain that kind of illusion. They tend to be pretty manipulative. They don't get their facts straight. They remember things that never happened and forget important things that did. They change history to make themselves look good. They rewrite it. They grew up in a dysfunctional family, although nobody knows what a functional family is at this moment. They set other people up to fail. They're very stubborn. and very persistent black and white thinking. I didn't know it was an accident. Nothing is ever an accident with narcissists. Everything is pre-planned and plotted. Let's see. If you oppose them, they'll say that you're selfish. Narcissists suggest if you only do this one thing, there'd be no problems. They deluded sense of themselves they impose on everyone else through illusions. They appear to have very complex behavior with a range of motivations, but they actually base all of their self-image on one or more themes. Trigger points that set them off. Narcissists say things to irritate you and make you accept responsibility for their actions. Let's see if they... Passive-aggressive behavior is common to narcissists. They tend to be mean, whatever that means. All right, so you can hear. I mean, I suppose, presumably, you could take any politician, anybody in the public, in the public light, and say that, to a certain extent, they'd have to have a certain amount of narcissism to ever put themselves in that situation. The problem is, there, as far as I'm concerned, is their lack of empathy, their lack of the ability to think how you might feel given what they're doing. They think that they can do no wrong, or now whether they actually believe that they can do no wrong, or that's just the face they present, is a little unclear. The problem about narcissists is they don't really plumb their own behavior. They don't look at their own motivations. They act without being very connected to what their emotions are, because it's what they want. And they, as you can hear, are very manipulative. They tend not to be particularly good at relationships because they don't want you very close. They just want to be able to control you, and they figure if you get close enough that you'll discover the smoke and mirrors behind the curtain. They said they don't believe in anything but themselves. They latch on to things that make them look good to other people. Now, this is written a long time ago. This isn't with reference to anybody in particular. So, see how much... All I'm sort of reading you is what the definition of narcissism. Okay? How much trouble am I in now? Thank you for asking that question and getting me in serious difficulty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, one of the things that Jacob and I were just talking about is his mom, and she listens to the program, which is just plain wonderful. And in spite of all of the terrible things that Jacob has told her about me, she still trusts in my judgment, right? So she had a specific question, and can you you can give me her question and then fill me in any details I'll need, and so hopefully she can listen to the answer, or you can tell her, okay?
Yeah. So she gave us a little bit of details. She says, I have a nephew with terminal cancer who's 32 years old and has a wife and two kids, who's dying, and it's so hard not only to watch him dying, but the pain his mom, my sister, and dad are going through. I need help with the helpless feelings I feel. I can't imagine life without him. Every time he texts me, I think of what it will sound like to never hear his text tone again. I feel like I'm losing my sister too, and it's so unfair. His kids will never know him.
How old are his kids? Do you know?
One is 3, I believe, and then the other one is 6 months.
Do you know the status? Is he cogent at this particular moment?
You know, I'm pretty good with words, but I don't know that one.
Cogent just means he's aware that he recognizes people. He's not on much pain medication that he can't recognize or just sleeps all the time.
No, he is aware, and he went on a family trip up to our cabin actually last weekend, but since then he's been having a pretty rough time. He's been in, can't get out of bed the last few days. And
Okay, so it sounds like, and this is not an uncommon pattern of people who are terminal, sort of focusing on an event and making it to that event and then going south pretty quickly. Is there any attempt to have hospice involved so that he is without pain? Have you guys talked about that?
I'm not entirely sure on that. He has been able to be at home. He wants to be at home.
Yeah. All right. Here's a couple things. First of all, I would check into hospice immediately because they can really be wonderful. They're terrific at helping people at end stage and dignity. And as I mentioned with my friend, they actually arranged to have a harpist in her room with because they knew, and hospice nurses are really, really good about knowing when we're done, you know, when it's just, and so they had called people to say, you need to get over here, but she was really going very quickly before the people got there. So there were two nurses from hospice that were holding each of her hands, and the harpist was playing, and that occurred to me as kind of a cool thing to do because, and she was on a morphine drip, that what do we associate harpists with, right? Angels, right? So there's the notion of, am I here? I'm there. And so it would seem to me that was kind of one of those cool transitions. And it may not be exactly what your nephew would like, but hospice is a wonderful resource. They will come to your house. And it may be that he'd like to have certain kind of music or certain kind of flowers or certain kind of smells, and maybe putting an apple in the microwave with a little bit of cinnamon. So just and asking these questions. And the reason people don't is that they feel that they don't want to admit that we're talking end stage. I've always thought that's a major mistake because it makes the person who's sick feel that they have to pretend that everything's okay, and it's not okay. So the first thing I would do is see about hospice. And I can't imagine that your family doesn't know something about it, but making the assumption that they know about it is not a very good idea. And again, sometimes families are unwilling to get involved with that because it's admitting that there's a problem. And of course there's a problem. And he shouldn't have to take that burden on his shoulders by himself. Second of all, while he's cogent, I would get everybody to get their smartphone. I used to say that go down to a camera store and rent an expensive camera, but you don't even have to do that. You can do it on your smartphone and interview him. Interview him for what you'd like to tell your kids before they go off to school for the first time, or what you'd like to tell them on their wedding night, or what you'd like to tell them that that you want them to remember. And make sure that you've got a lot of memory, and that can be an enormous comfort, not only going forward with kids and a wife and your mom and his mom and you, but also for him to feel that he's leaving a legacy behind. There's a wonderful prayer that says the way any of us reach immortality is in the thoughts of people who remember us and the hearts of people who love us. We've also got the additional technological tools of being able to hear the voice. And in the same way that kids play a video over and over again, that they can play that video of dad over and over again, as can, and maybe videos with him playing with the kids. And in the same way that home movies used to serve that function, that we've got much more sophisticated technology, and somebody just, and maybe it's going to fall to you, Jacob, to be the videographer, and to not be afraid of doing it, of what he'd like to have them remember. And I would not wait, because it sounds like he may have planned a family vacation of, if I can just get through this event. And it sounds like there may be some serious sort of giving up. And people, sometimes what we do to people we love is just give them permission to leave if they need to, and explain to them that everything will be taken care of, that, and hopefully someone has helped him with his will and his medical power of attorney and his, I assume he has a do not resuscitate, especially if he's staying at home. And there's a wonderful book, although it may be that we're a little farther down the road than that book would be helpful, but it's by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, Kubler-Ross, who is Swiss, who wrote the original book on death and dying and the stages. But she's written a book that I find even more useful and much more understandable, called Until We Say Goodbye. And it's really the notion of how we help someone to live until they can't live any longer. And that's the tricky part. And that's really what we're talking about here, of leaving a legacy where he gets to talk to his kids, talk to his wife, to leave behind his words and his thoughts. And I will just, I would tell your mom that with my friend, and it's not only with my friend who died about 2 months ago, but I had a very good friend who died several years ago, and I still have his last email on my phone, and I actually answer the email every once in a while, figuring that radio signals are forever. You just send it out in the universe, and remembering that that our lives are really finite, that nobody gets out of here alive, that we're, and the question is not if, the question is when, and the trick is to help somebody to feel loved and connected and important until they're no longer here, and then we get their memories. And it may also be talking about what kinds of things he would like to leave behind, whether it's a, for example, if he was a musician, whether he'd like to, in lieu of flowers, for example, at the funeral, that people send money as a donation to set up band at an elementary school, or that maybe he loved Harleys, and that maybe you give kids T-shirts in high school. I mean, but helping him to focus on who he is, and what legacy he wants to leave behind. I also think memorial services are much to be preferred to funerals, and that's probably my own particular bias, is that funerals have always seemed to me very sad, and I'm a little claustrophobic, so looking at the box doesn't help me at all. But getting together, and I discovered this quite by accident with someone that I didn't know very well, and I went to visit him at the hospital, and he died within like a half hour after I was there. And he was an employee of a friend of mine, and he'd been very kind to me. And so I went over to visit him, and he was gone, and I ended up having to identify the remains, which was a little scary. And he was gay, and his parents had disowned him, and so ended up going to the funeral. And it was one of those healing things I'd ever been to, because people stood up. There was no body. There was no officiating person. And just got up and talked about him. And some people were angry with him because he had a drinking problem. Some people, a 10-year-old kid got up and said he was his favorite babysitter. And it was just an enormously healing kind of thing, because we all shared different parts of him that none of us had known. So, and that's I guess, for your mom and your sister. And I think all your mom can do for her sister right now is to, the only thing not to do is say, I know what you're feeling, because she doesn't, and none of us do. But to just say, to just be there, to hold her hand, to not abandon her, even though she may be very sad right now and very frightened. Because to lose a child is one of those unthinkable tragedies. We all assume that we will predecease our children, and when that doesn't happen, it throws our entire life and all of our assumptions about the world into disorder. So, hospice first, because that will ease some of the physical issues. Then second, and I, as I said, I would do it. Does he live close enough for you to actually go there today, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not wait, because it sounds like he's signaling that, you know, that he's about done. And just ask him the hard questions, and pretend I'm sitting there on your shoulder saying, okay, ask him what he wants to tell his kids on their wedding date. And everybody may be in tears, and that's okay. But make sure that he has the opportunity to think, to project himself into the future, into their lives. All right?
Call
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well.
But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Jacob, you can tell me whether, hopefully you can get over there this afternoon. And the idea of smells is very helpful. I learned a long time ago. You have to remember, smells are our old brain. They're our dog brain. They're midbrain. And it's an old part of our brain. So it doesn't work it's not as fancy as our cortex. It doesn't solve problems the same way. But it's really fast. For example, I was an archaeology dig in southern France when I was 16. And all I have to do is smell either a Galois or diesel fuel, and I'm instantly back there. It completely bypasses my big fancy cortex, which is slow, and goes directly to the midbrain. So smells can really be helpful. And when people are very sick, there are things that they used to like that can be absolutely nauseating and things that are very comforting. So you might want to try some things, cinnamon or apples or chocolate or coffee, and just go through what things might be soothing to him. And we haven't even mentioned medical marijuana.
Yeah.
All right.
So unfortunately, he lives in Wisconsin, so it would have to be illegal.
Well, my guess is that hospice, there used to be something called the Brompton mixture when I was doing a lot of work with hospice and the anesthesiology department, New England Medical Center. And the Brits have done some really amazing things with respect to drugs in terms of legalizing them so the crime goes down, but also in terms of when someone's dying of saying, let's not be stupid about addictive qualities. Who cares if it's addicted if you're going to live for 2 months and if it gives you a better quality of life until you're not here anymore? What's the harm? And so they're really good at working out. And the whole hospice movement was really started in Britain. So they're really good at it. My guess is that if you talk to somebody at hospice, and I don't know if how anxious your cousin is, mm-hmm. But it really can be. And that was one of the original uses of medical marijuana is anxiety in terminal patients. That was one of the original uses. Okay, should we do one more email? Because we gave your mom equal time, but
yeah.
We should probably give people that are not directly related to either of us. So I feel like she's part of our extended family.
Yeah. Okay, this one is from John, and he said, I would like to ask if you would address the question, do you personally believe in psychics? I would find that interesting since you are so well educated in the human brain and behavior. I find the subject very interesting and think many of your listeners would be interested in hearing your thoughts on it. Can the human brain truly foretell the future? Thanks.
Okay, well, I'm not sure being a psychic necessarily means foretelling the future. So let's sort out what the various theories are about psychic behavior. And most people, I think, especially most academicians, would argue at this moment that being a psychic doesn't necessarily mean you can foretell the future. It just means that you have access to information beyond the five senses. And you could call it intuition, you could call it hunches, you can call it words from God. I suppose you can call it whatever you want, but it doesn't necessarily focus exclusively or even primarily on telling the future. And the range goes from people who think it's complete nonsense that any of those kinds of things that we have, including dreams, are just really a brain dump. It's just kind of clearing out the detritus, to people who feel, as you're implying, that there really are people who can see into the future. I'm probably somewhere in between. I think it's more than a brain dump. The Russians have been at the forefront of this for a long time, since before World War I, and have done a lot of research on it. Duke University has done a lot of research on it. My favorite party trick is if you're at a noisy cocktail party and you get two or three people to just focus on somebody's back, the most it's ever taken for them to turn around is about 10 seconds. Now, there is no way of explaining that with any of the five senses. They can't hear it, they can't see it, they can't taste it, they can't touch it, and they can't smell it. But that focused energy seems to work. And you could try that yourself. You don't need a degree. You're not going to make a hole in their back. It's not like a laser. You're not going to be a mutant. It's not X-Men. But there's something there. I think that there is such a thing as psychic behavior? Someone, I think it was National Enquirer, did an inquiry about 10 years ago, and I actually interviewed the guy who'd done the study that took all the psychics' predictions at the beginning of the year, and they had less than a 50-50 chance of being accurate. So the people who sell themselves as psychic, although I've known at least one person in my life who I think had actual abilities, she was in San Francisco, and everybody in San Francisco has a lawyer, a doctor, a stockbroker, and a psychic. So when I was there, somebody sent me to this woman, and I was going through kind of a tough time in my life, and I expected her to have a turban and gold earrings, and she looked like a little sweet suburban matron, and she took my hands in both of hers, and there was, I swear to you, this kind of electric shock, and her eyes teared up. And this just freaked me, the combination of this kind of bolt of electricity and her crying, or she wasn't crying, or just, and she said, "I feel you're here to do such good." And she told me things about my life that there's just no way of knowing. And in San Francisco, I had just gotten there, so nobody actually knew who I was yet, so it couldn't have been that. But she was alarmingly accurate until we became friends. And then she was awful. She just, that whatever it was that allowed her to have some intuition about me completely dissolved once we became friends. And she kept telling me that I was the leader of a new society and that she had actually been kidnapped by aliens and the whole probe. And I finally said to her, "Eloise, look, we're friends. But you have to remember, underneath all this, I'm still a scientist, and so can we not talk about this? Because it makes me a little uncomfortable." But do I think that she had some ability? And look, some people are better tennis players. Some people are really good cooks. Some people are really good mathematicians. Why isn't it logical to assume that some people are more in tune with whatever it is that psychic behavior? And I've told the story about doing a dream interpretation of when I first started. And there was no, I can still remember it, and this is 20-some years later, exactly what I felt at the time and exactly what I saw. So, and I do think that you guys sort of put down a drawbridge to me when you call. And I think I'm receptive to it, so that there are things that I feel strongly that I have no way of knowing, except that I do think that you're sending that information. Supposedly, we only use about 10% of our brain. And so what's the other 90% sitting around doing? Do I think it's predicting the stock market and horse races? Probably not. Do I think that with a little practice, we can probably utilize a bit more of it? I do. And I think some of us just trust our intuition, or if that's what we're going to call it, or our abilities a bit more. But I'm convinced that all of us can become a little bit more, whether we call it intuitive, or tuned into the universe, or psychic. Again, I don't know that, although I did predict the Kentucky Derby once. That's a joke. It's true, but it's also a joke. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Yes.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.